Welcome to the Good Talent Podcast. It's great to have your company. My name's Tony Nichols. I'm the CEO and founder around here. And I'm joined by my great friend and BBC Welshman, John Sullivan, as always.
Good to be here, Tony.
Got an exciting guest as well, John. First guest for a while, and Rick actually changed my life. Rick Miolo, welcome along.
Hello, everyone. Pleasure to be here, Tony. Great to meet you as well, John.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
So how did Rick change my life?
Yeah, that's the question I want to ask. Yeah, Where did you meet? What happened?
Well, okay. So we're at a networking event. I roll in. I'm probably year one of Good Talent Media, so it's 9 years ago now. And Rick's a fashion guy. We start chatting. And it wasn't long into chatting. Rick goes, you know what, Tony? You know, you're a nice guy and everything, but you're a very intense guy. And the way you're dressing in these blue pinstripe sort of banker kind of suits is only making you even look more intense and more intimidating. I think you should totally change your look to match the PR and marketing world that you're in. I thought, what? So obviously there was some offence there.
Yeah.
But I thought, thank God someone's told me this.
Yeah.
And I do say it's changed my life, Rick, because you've been dressing me ever since.
Look, thank you for that endorsement, firstly, Tony. And look, it's an interesting one because it depends on where you are in your cycle of business and cycle of life and what you're also open to. When I share an opinion, and one thing when it comes to fashion, you've always got to be wary that everyone comes with their own judgment or their own perceived ideas or conceived ideas they've received from other friends and family members about what and how they should represent themselves. You've always got to be very careful when you give advice to a gentleman, but especially when it comes to a professional gentleman, when the advice comes from a place of truth and you know that it can genuinely change or help them better themselves in a professional realm, but also in a personal realm, then when it comes from a place of the truth, hopefully the gentleman is aligned with what you believe in and aligned with your values, and hopefully they accept that truth.
I like being told what to do, right? I really like it. Like, you tell me what to do and I'm going to do it because it's less thinking for me. So I was cool with that advice because, okay, if I'm getting it wrong, I want to get it right.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting, Rick. You've pushed my boundaries. It's like, you know, mixing colours and things I would never do. And you know, I visit regularly now and we have fun. Now, how does that advice usually land? It landed all right with me. Have you got some examples of times you've given that advice and it's been like, well, screw you?
Well, it's interesting. It's not so much screw you. And that's great that you've mentioned that because a lot of gentlemen, when you give advice, again, it comes from a place, if it comes from a place of truth, I always say to a gentleman, if I'm going to give you advice, please take it with a grain of salt. You've got to understand that it comes from my experience. It comes from me helping you. So when a gentleman kicks or pushes back on advice, I always say to myself, okay, start slower. How can I help him get introduced into something new? So I start with 5% changes.
Yeah.
And it might not be necessarily fashion. It might be habits. And I'll always ask a gentleman when he always pushes back on fashion advice, what was something or a mentor that advised you one day that helped change your life? Mm. Was it eating a particular food that's different to what you're used to? Was it an exercise regime? Was it meditation? How did that affect your life?
Yeah.
Well, the advice I'm about to give you, please don't take this as an offence. Take this as an option to consider. And if you know that this can possibly change your life for the better, then maybe consider that advice and see where it takes you.
John, I think it's a classic consulting approach, which
yes.
I think we use as well. Like,
definitely.
It's like we know the future. And as consultants, people don't really know what they need, right? They know what they want. It's different. And I know when I'm giving advice, we got a lot of ideas, but we're not necessarily committed to anything. We let the clients choose.
Yes. I love it. It's great to have someone in your corner that can give you help with anything. You know, for some people, it might be physical fitness or it might be psychological fitness. But I think we all know that image and perception are hugely important things. We're human beings. It's kind of the first thing we land upon each other. What are some tips and general guidelines that you might have for someone like Tony or myself or indeed anyone, you know, out there?
Maybe I can help with that because let's loop back, right? What was I getting wrong? And I remember clearly, I was wearing jeans belt with a suit. I didn't know there was a suit belt. I had no idea. Rick said, oh, your shoes look very comfortable. Like they were comfortable shoes, right? But they weren't rocking Italian leather numbers, right? They looked like rubbish. And I had all these blues on, which is I didn't realize was the banking color. Now, why? I was relying on my wife.
Mm.
It was wrong, totally wrong. Why would my wife have excellent fashion ideas ahead of anyone else? So she comes from finance. she's dressing me in all these blues, all these finance guys she's attracted to. And it wasn't sort of, it wasn't, please laugh, guys, I'm joking.
Sorry, I had to let that one land, Tony, yeah.
That's what I was doing wrong. But onto John's point, how do we get our look right so our message lands the right way?
Look, you've touched on so many points here, Tony. It's quite an interesting conversation, and I can really go on forever about this topic because it's all about the psychology behind your thinking. And it's very important to take an opinion of a partner or a mother or someone that you trust, that you love, into account when you're dressing a gentleman. And Tony's a little bit different where he runs a company. He's more, I suppose, confident in his views and he's willing to change. But not everyone's like Tony.
That's true.
And this is what we've got to be aware of. So Tony was open to change. I've got to look at a gentleman.
Doesn't sound like Tony. I'm only joking.
Well, the good thing is with Tony, he's taken on board the advice.
Yeah, definitely.
But when we're giving fashion advice, you've got to be very careful about not confronting a gentleman too much and pushing him over the edge where he'd resist change.
Definitely.
So if a gentleman's used to a blue suit, how do I advise him when and where to wear that blue suit and when is it an appropriate occasion to wear that blue suit? Funny you mentioned blue suits. All interviewees that tend to be interviewing for a job, if they're wearing a blue suit, they're more likely have an opportunity to get that job than a person who's wearing another coloured suit. That's an interesting fact, and it's a psychological fact. So a lot of us have got these prejudices or preconceived ideas about a gentleman and his role and how they should present. And if we go against that kind of perception, then all of a sudden there's a kickback from the audience that you're presenting yourself in front of. And also there's also could be a kickback from your partner that you love because you're confronting her or his view on the way that they feel that you should present.
That's really interesting. I love that.
And you've got to be really careful when you give that advice. So I'm fortunate that I've met Tony's partner, Tony's wife. She is absolutely gorgeous. And her fashion sense is correct. What makes my fashion sense right? It's not necessarily fashion being correct. It's what's right or what's correct for you and how you want to present yourself, who you want to become, who you aspire to become. Tony, I could see, was a gentleman who's aspiring to be better, to better himself, to create a new world for himself. So again, that type of gentleman is possibly more open to change or more open to advice, where someone who's possibly in a mediocre role or happy with his lot in life, if you're giving advice, he'll just automatically kick back thinking, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, because he wants to stay where he is, that person.
Spot on.
Yeah.
So you need to really look at that situation.
Okay, so there's a big crisis media interview this afternoon, John. You know, like it's Royal Commission stuff. It's going to blow up. Our client's freaking out. We've got all the messaging and training right. We think if she can land these messages the way we've set it all up, things are going to be okay in a bad situation. But Rick, how would you advise her on the look? So you mentioned before, blue's the colour of communication. You'll get the job interview. You've got a beautiful shirt on, but it's busy. It's too busy for TV, right? We don't want strobing. John, with your TV background, like there was rules about what to wear for TV, right?
Yeah, exactly right. There was lines you couldn't cross because the camera would pick it up different. And go on, Tony, you were making a good point about how you rock up to a crisis situation and people will make massive judgments about why is he or she wearing that indeed.
Well, it's a superficial world, Rick, and you're in fashion, so you know that better than us.
Yes.
So the look is being judged before there's an utterance.
So now we need to look at and this is a really valid point that you make, Tony. You've got to look at the audience in which you're presenting in front of. So you've just mentioned about your message. So if your message needs to be assertive in front of a conservative crowd, and also you're giving a message of importance, something that you need to sell, you need to promote, then you've got to make sure that your marketing, being the way you present, is not too busy. And you've hit the point spot on. So if I'm wearing a patterned shirt, bright colours, clown-like shoes, a little bit edgy, I'm saying a lot about me. Mm. The attention's all about my ego. It's about, hey, look at me, and here's my message. So when I say to any professional, and I've dressed a lot of celebrities and a lot of TV shows, and I understand about strobing, again, very important. You don't want to draw the eye to something that's not important to the message in which you're delivering. And if you're a person in power or you've got an important message to give, sometimes that classic, simple coloured plain blue or dark blue with a white shirt that's not patterned, with a very simple tie that doesn't have any patterns on it, or whether you have an open collared shirt, again, shows that your message is on point. It's about, hey, this is what I'm delivering. This is my message of importance. Don't worry about me so much, but I present professionally. So people can relate to that person a lot easier, because it's not in the sense that he or she is trying to take away the attention from a message or his message. They're focused on the job in which they have to deliver. And then every time that person might be in a different audience or might be in a different situation or a different environment where the message might be a little bit more fun, that's when we bring in the patterns. That's when we bring in brighter colours. That's when we might bring in an alternate shoe. We say in Italy, and this is a beautiful thing to consider when you're dressing yourself, and my mother taught me this, God bless her soul. She's worked in fashion all her life and she taught me this little trick. She said to me, Rick, remember this word, and it's an Italian word, and it's the Italian word that means distacco, which means separation. So what draws the eye? So in fashion, a lot of men say, oh, I want to look quite trendy. I'm going to the Spring Racing Carnival. I'll look really edgy. Rick, get me patterns, this and that. I want to be noticed. No, the noticed is in the way the clothing actually drapes on your body, the way it fits your body. And then elements of the clothing should represent your personality, should represent your culture, what you do. And then the distacco effect is, what are you going to do to draw the eye? Is it a nice pair of Italian shoes? Is it a white sneaker look? Is it a pattern in your shirt? Is it a pocket square? Is it a lapel pin? Is it a beautiful watch you wear? That's the distacco effect, that separation from what you're wearing. And if you just learn to implement that into your dress sense, all of a sudden, you actually start to have a bit of fun with yourself. You start to think, okay, how do I bring in my culture? How do I bring in a colour that I love? How do I bring in a gift that I receive from a partner that I love? Or how do I share a family heirloom that's been given to me, like a fob watch from my grandfather? How can I make it modern, but yet how can I make it me? And when you make modern me, you are invincible. And that's when you create your style. Mm. And that's what a gentleman needs to consider. It's not about everyone wearing a suit and everyone wearing baggy chinos and so forth. It's about, what is your style? Who is your audience? What is your distacco factor, your separation look? What makes you different from the other person? And how do you create that and own that?
I love that. And I love that Italian word. You say it beautifully, and fair play to your mum for teaching you that, you know?
Well, I hear another business trick, like the distacco effect.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Like, let's hashtag that thing.
Yeah. Like, that's a word that needs to get out there.
But that gets back to what we talk about a lot. Like, your story should be central to any marketing and PR that you're doing. Your mum sharing that with you has changed your life, right? Shaped your life.
Generational wisdom being passed on for the benefit of people now.
Yeah, super powerful. Rick, we could talk to forever, and we will actually over a few episodes. So let's dive into some other topics as we share many pods together, but for now, and for now only, Rick Miolo, thanks for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure, Tony, and thank you, gents.
Thanks. Learned a lot.